Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey!
Hello!
Happy Monday!
Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, November 18th. Sarah, did you see Charlie's Angels?
No, I did not.
Apparently no one did. You're
Nobody
all right.
did.
You're okay. I honestly, I feel so horrible that I didn't realize it came out on Friday.
And nobody did.
I knew that Kristen Stewart was going to be in it, and it was like a huge thing, but I didn't realize it was like literally out on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's weird because when it came out the last time with Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz in the 90s, early 2000s, and Lucy Liu, it was a big deal. Like, those were like hot actresses at the time. So I don't really know. Like, I can't even tell you who the other two Charlie's Angels are.
Well, no one can, clearly.
All I can tell you is that Elizabeth Banks directed it and wrote it, and so I want to go see it. I just didn't have time to go see it this weekend. Like, I'm literally only going to see it because I love Elizabeth Banks.
So the 2000 version made $40 million in its opening weekend. Uh-huh. The 2003 sequel made $37 million.
Okay.
This one, they spent $48 million on,
okay,
and it made $8 million.
Eight? That's, oh my gosh, that's
Eight.
Awful. Wow.
And it's supposed to be pretty good.
I know. When I saw that Ford versus Ferrari, a car movie, beat it over the weekend, I'm like, what?
Well, that's supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
My best friend Alexis did go see that, and she said it's awesome.
Mr. Rogers is coming out.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. So apparently, it's Mr. Rogers week or Good Neighbor week.
Okay.
That's very nice. I heard all like weekend long that that's going to be starting off on Monday, and I was like, oh, I'm going to do neighborly things. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be helping out with everyone. This morning I started, Sarah.
Yeah.
Not with you guys yet, but I picked up some coffee from Starbucks at 5 this morning, and there was a woman there that I see all the time at the same time every time, and she walked in first, and then she was walking out, and she had a to-go order, I thought, and I had my to-go order, and she left the baristas leave the receipt right there that says the name, who it is to pick up, and so I held the door for her, and when she was about to get in her car, I caught her off guard. I said, hey, Sylvia, why don't you have a good morning today? And she looked at me. She's like, my name's not Sylvia. I was like, oh.
That's creepy.
Well, I was like, well, what's your name? And then I was like, oh my God, this is seeming so creepy. And she's like, Gina. So hi, I'm Alex. Nice to meet you. I'm just trying to be friendly. Hi, have a good morning.
Why did you call her Sylvia?
Because the receipt said Sylvia on the counter where I thought that she picked up her coffee. I mean, Starbucks opened at 5. It was 5:04.
That's
pretty
funny.
Good odds that I was going to be funny, like, hey, Sylvia. And she's looking at me like, oh my gosh, how'd you know my name?
But
that's
Alex,
what I was going for.
I go get coffee for you guys that you guys will pay for. I pick up your coffee in the morning and I'll say Brad or Alex.
Yeah.
Doesn't say my name.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But look, I tried. It was something neighborly, something nice.
It's good.
Just trying to say hello to a stranger, but it ended up coming off creepy, and I could see how that people get discouraged really quick.
This is how somebody helped me. I needed lemon the other day, and our neighbors, we like knocked on their door and asked for a lemon. Isn't that like the most old school neighbor thing when you're
that
like,
that is a very old school neighbor
like,
thing.
Maybe, seriously?
Maybe the neighbors will have I needed 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. So she squeezed 2 tablespoons into a jar.
Dude, that must be only in Round Rock.
Wait, why didn't she just give you the lemons?
Well, because she only had the juice in the like, you know, squeeze bottle.
Oh, well, she couldn't just give you the squeeze bottle?
Mm-mm, just we squeezed it into a jar that I took home.
Wow. Bro, again, I love me some Round Rock, but that's only Round Rock. South Austin, I wouldn't have opened the door.
No, I would not have opened the door. By the way, you'll have to Google this, but I just saw over the weekend the sweetest stories. We're talking about Mr. Rogers. His wife was visiting a hospital, and they took all of the babies and they put hand-knitted red sweaters on all the babies in honor of Mr. Rogers.
I mean, what a photo.
And what a photo. It was so precious. Anyway, this is a good week. We should always do it, but it's a good week to be reminded that we should be good neighbors to one another.
Yeah, and open the door when someone asks for lemon and not open it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Booker and I wouldn't open the door.
Yeah, you know what? Open the door.
Someone needs lemon, I gotcha.
You know, speaking of happy, speaking of doing the right thing, we got a great happy story. It's going to put you in a good mood, maybe get you motivated for this Good Neighbor Week. That's coming up right after this from the Jonas Brothers on Mix. Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Well, if you're a cat person, you will love this. There's a guy in Utah named Philip who is trying to help as many feral cats as possible make it through the winter. He takes old Rubbermaid coolers, drills a 6-inch hole in one side, and fills them with straw. Then he puts them around his community so cats can get inside and ride out winter storms. The fact that coolers are insulated means they can also keep things warm, so they're a perfect shelter.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
You guys and your cats, man.
It's like been a theme lately.
And straw is great because it stays pretty dry. Yeah. Philip didn't come up with the idea himself. The ASPCA website has instructions on how to build them, but he's inspiring more people to do it. He uses plastic coolers because they're sturdier, and he makes the hole using a 6-inch hole saw that attaches to his drill like a normal drill bit. You can buy them at Home Depot. You know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. Alex. You probably tell me exactly how much they cost.
I used to work there.
Styrofoam coolers work too, and they're even easier because you don't need a drill. Either way, each shelter only takes about 5 minutes to make. And the finished product, y'all?
Pretty legit.
Pretty cool.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I like the styrofoam one better, and they're cheaper too. That's a really great idea. But it's a great idea until like you wake up and like you open it and you find like a possum in there. Or yeah. Like an armadillo.
Well,
like because we're in Texas. That's all over the place.
It's a great idea if you don't have kids.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want feral cats in your backyard.
That's true.
Because they're going to be like, oh, kitty. Hey. And then next thing you know, it's going to be like, wah.
Sarah, feral cats need homes, too.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, okay, Booger, you go try to catch a feral cat or try to pet one. Hey, you just wait.
Hey, this is like a permanent, like, if you have a cat at home, this is a permanent idea. I love this. Wait till you see this photo.
By the way, tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock for feral cats.
Normally in the cooler keeps things cold. We're going to use it to keep animals warm.
1/4-inch pipe insulation. Fill it up about halfway.
Straw has been used for hundreds of years for bedding for animals, and that's because it has the ability to dry out. And there you go, a cat cooler. 2 or 3 cats could fit inside this cooler. So they just disappear, get overlooked. To me, living creatures, they deserve to have, you know, their basic needs met. I'm giving them a second chance one way or the other.
So what if a possum or an armadillo gets in there? They need to stay alive and warm too, Alex. Text HAPPY to 51993. We'll send you the story with instructions on how you can build your own inexpensive winter shelter for those feral cats. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning.
You ready?
Here we go.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Fact Attack.
What is longest running number one song in Billboard Hot 100 history? Is it A, Old Town Road from Lil Nas X, B, I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas, or C, One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men?
I believe Lil Nas X just surpassed Mariah Carey.
Yeah, truth. If it wasn't for Lil Nas X, man, it'd be Mariah Carey in that One Sweet World song or day.
It just happened this summer, yes. So I'm glad that you guys still remember.
We listen.
Yeah, actually, it was a tie. Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men held that title for a really long time, ever since 1995. And then in 2017, Despacito from Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, and Justin Bieber tied them. And then this summer, Old Town Road from Lil Nas X came in and was able to knock them off. 17 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Beaches in southwestern France have been shut down after mysterious bricks of cocaine keep washing up on shore, prompting questions like which beaches and where exactly?
There's something on Reddit called TIL, which stands for Today I Learned. And we decided to adopt that. And anytime we learn something really exciting, can't wait to share with you. We will do so. I want to learn things. T-I-L. Today I learned. So today, Sarah learned what?
Okay. Do you guys ever last minute have to thaw out meat? Like you're like, oh dang, I want to make some hamburgers or some chicken. So I have this block of frozen whatever. And you try to thaw it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've microwaved it, and then the meat turned a different weird color.
Yeah.
And I ended up saying, I'm going to pass on this meat.
Yes, every once in a while, but most of my meat is fresh, so it's in the refrigerator.
That's nice. Yeah.
That is seriously nice.
Really nice.
I'm the guy thawing out freezer-burned ground
beef
from like a year ago.
I don't like that, no.
Okay, so when you thaw it out, do you ever put it in water to try to thaw it out quicker?
No, I put it in the microwave.
Okay.
Yes.
So, do you put it in cold or hot?
I don't think you're supposed to put it in hot water.
Okay, so I've always put it in kind of like lukewarm water because I knew you weren't supposed to put it in hot water because sometimes it can kind of cook the out part of the meat, you know? But at the same time, I was like, okay, well, I don't want to put it in cold water because that doesn't make sense. Y'all, I just learned you were supposed to put it in cold water, and here is why. Because if you put a block of cold meat in cold water, it acts like an ice cube and is quickly trying to cool down the rest of the water. If that makes sense. Like, you know how you put like ice and water and stuff? It's going to help like leak out the cold to relate the rest of the water.
So the coldness is getting off the ice cube. I mean, it's really not getting off, but it's like getting away from the meat and going to the water. So it's taking the cold off the meat to thaw the meat out. Is that right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, it makes no sense to me. I'm so confused.
Okay, let me look it up and I'll read it to you specifically.
Here, while you look it up, I'll explain. So, like, let's say I have a cup of tea.
Yes.
It's not iced tea yet.
Right.
And it's not hot tea. It's just lukewarm tea. It's room temperature tea.
Okay, yes.
So I'm going to put some ice in it.
Yes.
Let's say I got one of those giant, like, cocktail, like, square ice cubes.
Yes.
I dropped it in. Uh-huh. So that coldness is circulating, trying to get my tea iced.
Right.
So that cold is going off the cube, which is essentially defrosting and like disintegrating and melting the ice cube.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the way that works.
So that's what's happening to the meat. The meat is thawing out and all the coldness is getting to my iced tea. So it's basically the cold is leaving the meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I still have no idea what you're saying.
So you don't want to like put it in ice cold water, right? Because then, of course, the block of ice and the ice cold water are the same temperature.
Cold.
But if you just put it in like cold water, like just like, you know,
just room temperature tap water.
The ice, you know how like sometimes on a hot day, it's just like, oh, it's a hot day. You put your ice out and all of a sudden it like melts like so quick, right? Because it's just like, boom, it's melted.
But your liquid's cold.
Yeah.
You just don't have ice.
It's going to happen with the meat. All of a sudden,
I don't understand why that happens better in cold water than in warm water.
Because in the warm water, it's like cooking the meat.
Yes.
The heat is trying to like overtake the cold.
That's hot water, not warm water.
No, but in the warm water, it's still like, ooh, there's something cold. We want to warm it up. Ooh, get that meat all warm.
Yeah.
I still have no idea what you're saying.
I'm totally confused. If you've ever wondered, do I put my meat in hot or cold? You're supposed to put it in cold.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it because you buy fresh meat. And I buy fresh meat.
Here's what's trending right now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Well, Kanye West hit Texas hard over the weekend. He started on Friday with a performance at the Harris County Jail in Houston. He and his 100 voice choir performed hour-long sets of his gospel record for both the female and male population at the facility. Take a listen to this. Kanye also sat down with Joel Osteen for yesterday's 11 a.m. service at Lakewood. He discussed how he had been raised in church but found it boring as a kid. He also touched on his mental breakdown in 2016, which drove him to divorce most of the people in his inner circle because they weren't real Christians.
You know, God was there with me and sending me visions and inspiring me. And I remember sitting in the hospital at UCLA after having a mental breakdown, and there's documentations of me drawing a church and saying, start a church in the middle of Calabasas. So as I sat there saying, you know, I'm gonna make a gospel album, there were Christians that were there that were not, excuse me, brother, I go into these streams of consciousness when I'm talking, and when you're speaking in the middle of it, it distracts me. I really appreciate the support, but I would like for everybody to be completely silent so I can let God flow.
Oh my God.
His wife just elbowed him.
And I told you about my arrogance and cockiness already. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him. Even for someone who's professing God and saying, this is gonna be a gospel album, the devil's gonna come and do everything he can to distract people from knowing how to fully be in service to the Lord. And all of that arrogance and confidence and cockiness that y'all seen me use before God is now using for him.
Because there were so many people that wanted to go, they had to have tickets. The tickets were free. But, of course, there were scalpers outside.
Are you serious?
Trying to sell them. And sadly, for those people that actually paid, the scalper tickets were invalidated.
Oh, wow. Really?
Side note, while Kanye was all preaching, Kim was at the Galleria in Houston ice skating.
Like, she didn't go to the service?
Oh, no, she did. Yes. Okay. I'm just saying, while he was out doing his thing, she and the kids were skating at the Galleria.
And by the way, that's the quietest I've ever seen Joel Osteen. Like, Joel Osteen, like, sitting there, like, while someone was talking on the stage with him, just looking at Kanye.
Well, it brings more attention to the church, which helps him sell more books.
I know, but it's just like the guy's always talking, though, normally, but Kanye trumped that.
It's a lot.
So we all know Disney Plus launched on Tuesday, and, we, you know, I was bound to get it because I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. My wife actually caved and got it over the weekend, which I wish she would have just waited because we could have bought it from the dark web for, like,
$3. The dark web.
Yeah.
It's only $6.
Exactly. It's only $6.99, but get this. So hackers have already broken into accounts, changed users' name and passwords, and put them for sale on the dark web. It's crazy because you could literally buy someone's password and get their account for $3. People are saying, well, why wouldn't we just pay the $3.99 to make it legal? Well, because most of the time, these people that subscribed for $6.99 are set for the year. So when you buy this account and password, you're set for the year. At least that's what they're saying to the dark web. But if you ever have to return anything to the dark web, well, you know, even a receipt ain't going to help you out on the dark web.
The dark web. Every time you say the dark web, it makes me laugh.
By the way, all these Disney Plus accounts that were hacked, it's because their password, it's the one they've been using and using and using forever and ever and ever. So be a little bit creative. And if you've actually already subscribed for Disney Plus, just got it on Tuesday, and you might want to go in and change your password just because of this. It's just anything cool and hot that comes out is always going to get compromised, they say.
Yeah, my email was compromised on the dark web. I got an alert, and they're like, you know, you should change your password, because what they do is they take your email and use the password that you had for your email, and they try all these different things. My Wendy's account was... was canceled. They're like, there are too many attempts on your Wendy's. I didn't even know I had a Wendy's account.
Dude, that is crazy. By the way, everyone on the dark web wears a hoodie, because every like dark web like stock photo I've seen, they have their hoodie pulled over and working in the dark in like a green screen on the computer.
If this was a drinking game, every time Alex just said dark web, I would be lit right now.
Look, you got Disney Plus. Change your password now, all right?
Moon Tower Comedy Festival is coming April 22nd through 25th, and they announced their first wave of talent over the weekend. So topping the lineup are the headliners, Silicon Valley actor Thomas Middleditch and Parks and Rec's actor Ben Schwartz, who have a show that they do called Middleditch and Schwartz. I don't know why it's hard for me to say that one dude from Silicon Valley's last name, but it is. Also, Nikki Glaser is coming to Moon Tower as a headliner following the release of her Netflix special Bangin'. So those are two really good ones. The Parks and Rec and Silicon Valley guy have already been here a couple times, but they do an improvised two-person show. So if you know anything about improv, once you've seen one show, you'll never see it again because it's improvised. You can see the full list of comedians at moontowercomedyfest.com, and badges are now on sale.
Kanye West was all over Texas this weekend. Disney Plus accounts are already being hacked and sold on the what, Sarah?
Dark web.
Chug.
And the first wave of entertainers have been announced for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. Easily one of our favorite events to happen in all of Austin. That's what's trending. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Good morning. You can learn a lot about yourself by how you respond to this. There is a story going viral right now that is bringing out some strong opinions on social media. So here it is. Follow along.
Okay.
There's a 21-year-old woman named Abigail Gibson. She is a student at Ball State University in Indiana.
Oh, stop. I know you hate Indiana. Are you going to be biased to this?
David Letterman's alma mater.
Exactly.
Okay, cool.
And one of her closest friends recently dumped her boyfriend after she found out he cheated on her. Okay. You with me?
Yeah, yep. We're following.
Okay. So Abigail has a friend. She got cheated on. She dumped her boyfriend. Well, Abigail's boyfriend is a 21-year-old named Max Kupfer.
Okay.
And Max, Abigail's boyfriend, bought flowers for Abigail's friend to cheer her up.
That is so sweet.
That is really nice.
That's so mature of like a college student to do. That's mm-hmm. like what like a 40-some-year-old guy would do. Like the responsible, like nice thing.
That is so romantic.
It is?
I don't think it's romantic at all. I think it's just
saying, hey.
It's like a sympathy. Like someone died. Like, here are these flowers. No, I'm sorry for your loss.
I'm saying, like, if my best friend was cheated on and Jay, my husband, send her flowers, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so in love with my husband. That is so romantic. Like,
okay,
he
so romantic,
is,
oh,
romantic for you.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, I'm just like,
gotcha,
okay. Wow.
Gotcha.
All right.
Makes sense.
I'm with you. He actually asked Abigail before he did it. And Abigail says her friend was so happy to get the flowers that it almost made her cry. But the internets didn't see it that way.
Oh, boy.
Abigail tweeted about it. The story went viral, and lots of people weighed in on how they wouldn't want their significant other buying flowers for someone else. One woman tweeted, yeah, my boyfriend will not be giving my best friend flowers. And the tweet has gotten 80,000 likes.
Whoa!
That's crazy. And that is disappointing. And ladies, that is why guys say we're crazy, because that is crazy.
Speaking of crazy, I want you to meet my friend Jamie. Jamie, I love, but she is admittedly a little cuckoo.
She's okay with you saying that, though.
Yeah, I'm so cuckoo.
Oh, boy.
That's awesome. I love her for owning it.
Okay, so Jamie, on paper, is like, hey, look, if you do this, 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 and this, we're going to get along fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you veer off, if you take a wrong turn anywhere, then going to hit the fan.
Okay,
all right. So, Jamie, how would you feel if your best friend got cheated on, broke up with her boyfriend, and your current boyfriend sent your best friend flowers?
So here's a couple things. Like, obviously, it's my boyfriend. I need to do my research. Do you own a flower shop? Because if you do own a flower shop and they're free to send, go for it. But you're 21 years old. Do you know, like, flowers are expensive at any age, but when you're 21... So I think that's a little weird that he wants to up and spend his money on his best friend. How about you say something like, hey, we really love her. We feel bad for her. Let's both send her flowers.
Oh.
I just think it's a little weird. I mean, it is a nice thing. I don't want to knock when a guy does a nice thing, but there's some shady elements in that. And I know that because I've had all the shady happen to me, and I just don't think that's cool. Like, let's take her out to dinner. Let's lift up her spirits. Let's be her wing woman and wing man. But, hey, you're my man. You're not hers. So I don't know. I definitely don't think that's cool. But also, the internet gets ticked off at everything.
Yeah.
So I would only put a little bit of stock in that. I think it really depends on, like, how this guy was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's super cool that he asked his girlfriend first, because could you imagine if she went over to her friend's house to have wine and it was like, oh, you got flowers. Cool. Who are they from? Oh, wait, that's my man, right? That's like a whole nother episode, reality TV. So I think there's some good and bad. I think there was some good intention, but like, it could have been handled a little differently.
It's crazy because this is the guy in me. Like, I was all for this dude. I'm like, 21 center flowers. Yeah, what's wrong with that? But when I hear that point of view from a woman, I'm like, oh, you know, it makes complete sense, because it's like, I got to think to myself, how many times have I bought my girlfriend flowers?
You're right. I mean, if he bought her flowers for that, if I break a nail from a fresh manicure, there better be flowers waiting for me afterwards.
Y'all are all crazy. Like, seriously. Like, enjoy a nice thing. I want a man that's going to treat my family and friends like family. If you treat me well and treat my people well, that's awesome.
Text flower to 51993 to see the story. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, guys.
His current record is 1,282 wins with just 116 losses this morning. Sarah and I rooting for Megan. Megan lives and works in Temple. She's a stay-at-home mom and a nanny. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Megan! Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling in. We're going to play Can't Be Booker right now as Sarah asks you five pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're done, I'll come back, answer the same five, and whoever gets more right wins. Sarah has her hair in a ponytail right now, but it's flipped up and
it looks
over.
Like a wig.
It looks like a toupee. She looks like a 17-year-old high school junior.
Thank you. I'm trying to throw you off your game.
Or you look like an 80-year-old man with, like, trying to look young with, like, the comb over. It's awesome.
It's a distraction.
It is.
It totally is, Megan. It totally is. All right, Megan, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Okay. Last night on Netflix, the third season premiere of The Crown happened. That show is about what queen?
Queen Elizabeth.
Billboard has a list of the top 125 music artists of all time based on chart performance. Beatles are number one, followed by the Rolling Stones, Elton John, Mariah Carey, and what artists with songs like Papa Don't Preach and Borderline?
Madonna.
Taylor Swift released a new song called Beautiful Ghosts last week. It is the very first song from the upcoming movie version of what Andrew Lloyd Webber musical?
I'm going to guess Cat.
There is going to be a fourth Beverly Hills Cop movie after all.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have to leave your house to see it because it's coming to Netflix. Man. Who is the OG star from Beverly Hills Cop that will actually be in this one?
Is it Eddie Murphy?
Okay, and finally, you can get paid $1,000 to watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days.
Oh, my gosh.
True or false, Hallmark Christmas movies have already begun this year.
True.
All right, we'll bring him back.
Booker!
Hey! Hey! 5 out of 5. Knocked it out of the park.
Megan slayed Monday.
Yeah.
Wow. I will say, not to take, I think I made it pretty solidly, just, you know. Well.
It wasn't hard and it wasn't easy.
Yeah, that's right.
I cannot look at you with that hair.
Well, good.
It's in a ponytail,
here,
but then
I'll take
it's
a picture.
Flipped over.
I'll take a picture.
And then it's able to stay rested there because she has her headphones
right,
over.
Where do we see this picture, Sarah, that you're about to take?
You look like a little boy right now, which is oddly arousing.
I'll put it on our mixed Facebook page.
Yeah.
Also, text social to 51993.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Yesterday, the third season premiere of The Crown happened on Netflix. It's about what queen?
Elizabeth.
Yeah. Billboard has a list of the top 125 music artists of all time based on chart performance. Name all five. Just kidding. Beatles are number one.
I probably could.
Okay, go.
Beatles, Rolling Stones, Elton John.
Such a liar. You saw the list.
No, I really didn't. Am I in order?
Yeah, you're such a liar.
I promise you.
Okay,
am
go.
I in order?
Keep going, yes.
Mariah Carey's probably on that list somewhere.
Okay, number five is what artist that sings Papa Don't Preach in Borderline?
Oh, Madonna.
Well, where's your boy, bro? Where's Michael Jackson?
Michael, he's in the top 10.
Not in the top five. Taylor Swift released a new song called Beautiful Ghosts last week. It's the very first song from the upcoming movie version of what Andrew
Cats.
Lloyd Webber. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woo, Cats. So excited about it. Just kidding. There's going to be there's going to be a fourth Beverly Hills Cop movie. After all, you won't have to leave your house to see it because it's coming to Netflix, which means it's going to be awesome. Who is the OG star who will star in this as well?
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Finally, you can get paid $1,000 to watch 24 Hallmark Christmas movies in 12 days. Has the Hallmark of Christmas movies already started?
Yes, they have.
Started
yes.
October 26th.
So
just in case
ridiculous.
I have been recording them. It's really funny too when you look at the posters for all the different Hallmark and Lifetime movies because it's just like the same white actors.
Oh, totally.
Right. Oh, that's
they
it.
All look
yeah.
alike.
The
like
same.
I can't even tell them apart. Like if I'm looking, I have to like zoom in to be like, oh, that's Chad Michael Murray because it looks like basically versions of Chad Michael Murray in every poster.
Is there any diversity at all in any of these movies?
No.
And those actors never do anything else but that. Like their business card title, it doesn't say actor, actress. It says
Hallmark
actor, actress.
Wow. All right. Well, what is that? Well, that's a tie, Megan.
It's a tie.
That's good. Because
that's awesome.
You get the prize, but I get the win.
Hey!
We're both winners.
I'm Megan from Temple, and I can't beat Booker.
She has
Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
Some TV news. A new poster for the upcoming season of The Bachelor was just released, and it features the next Bachelor pilot, Pete. Check it out. There he is right there. The slogan for this season of The Bachelor is expect turbulence. When they saw that, Spirit Airlines was like, hey, get your own damn slogan. Come on.
We hate ghosting just like you do, and we're vowing to put it into it. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's waiting by the phone. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Bill.
Hi.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
So the girl that you're talking about is Nikki, and how did you guys first connect?
We actually met in the apartment building. She's subletting one of the places downstairs. So, I mean, I'd seen her trying to come upstairs with a big old bag, so I offered to help her up with it and everything, and yeah, kind of started talking from there.
So how exactly do you approach someone and ask him out? I mean, what did you do? Hey, let me grab your bag. And by the way, you want
to... You're mine tonight.
Go to dinner?
Yeah. I held her bag hostage until she said yes. No, it's actually pretty weird because I'm usually not that forward. But, you know, she seemed really nice. And, you know, when we were carrying upstairs and everything, I kind of dropped off in front of her door. And I told her, you know, hey, if you want to get a drink tomorrow night, just come knock on my door, because there's a place right downstairs pretty close to the building. And the next day she actually came a knocking and went downstairs. Yeah, believe me, I was totally surprised. I honestly did not think that would happen. But we went downstairs to the bar below, you know, had some drinks. She ended up actually ordering some chicken fingers at the end and everything, because neither of us were really hungry for like a full meal, but she was, you know, she said she was kind of peckish. So I was like, yeah, no, absolutely. And she ended up, I think maybe eating one and just boxing the rest up to go. And we ended up walking back upstairs, dropped her off in front of her door, went back to mine and just went our separate ways, but haven't heard from her since. And, I mean, she was real quick to knock on my door that night. So I was like, this is kind of cool. We can get to know each other some more. But now she's just completely dropped off. Not sure what's happening.
Well, let's call her and see what she has to say. Oftentimes, it's better if there's a third party involved.
Yeah, especially because you've already done a lot.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Nikki.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for answering. Don't hang up. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah from Mix 94.7, and we're doing the morning show right now in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're calling you about your date with your neighbor, Bill.
Don't hang up.
Bill. Bill said that he met you, asked you out, you came knocking on his door, you guys went, had some drinks, and ever since then, you've kind of disappeared. I also want to let you know, before you say anything else, that Bill is on the phone. So we're like, well, let us call her. Let's see if we can figure out what happened. And we're not playing any f***s here, so you could trust us.
Okay.
What happened? Did you just not enjoy hanging out with him, or?
He was nice, but, I mean, he was offering free drinks, so I took him up on the offer. I mean, just because I got drinks doesn't mean I need to see him again.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's harsh, but it's true.
So it was just a one-time
when
deal.
When you bring it down, it's messed up, but dang. I mean,
okay. All right. So, I mean, you kind of took it at Bill as a date, right?
I didn't want to formalize it as such, but I mean, I thought it was at least, yeah, like kind of a leading into that, sure.
And Nikki, you did not. You just thought of it as someone to go have drinks with.
I mean, he was a neighbor, so I wanted to get to know my neighbors, but I got home from a crappy day at work, he offered free drinks, and I decided to accept the offer and slide in some chicken fingers.
Which, by the way, if I ever went on a date with a girl back in the day that, like, she ordered chicken fingers, I would have probably proposed an hour later.
So is it safe to say that you used him for free drinks?
Yes, I used him for a free drink and food. I was hungry and thirsty.
Oh, wow.
I mean, can thirsty. I applaud you for your honesty?
Yeah,
I mean,
well, good for you. Okay.
I mean, good for you for owning it.
Does this make you guys mad at all?
A little bit.
No, because I know it happens all the time, and we accept that. See, let me tell you.
Yeah, break
can
it break down.
It? I'll break it down
break
for
it
you,
down.
Sarah. All right. Oftentimes, guys like me, very average Joe kind of guys. Mm.
Guys like us, I'm not letting you go down on this.
All right,
alone.
Thank you, Alex. Guys like us, average Joes, don't often get to socialize with attractive women based upon our good looks. Mm-hmm. Either they have to get to know our incredible magnetic personality, or they're in it for the free meal.
Yeah.
So we understand that, right? We get it.
Yeah.
We have to lure you in, and hopefully we'll win you over.
And you're doing us a favor. You're making our real estate go up because you're good looking.
Absolutely. I can't speak for all guys, but I enjoy the company of attractive women.
So it's just the entry fee.
It's an entry fee.
Yeah, to get to talk to.
That's right.
The attractive ladies.
That's exactly right.
It's like a premium.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess lesson to Bill is he shouldn't get butt hurt by this whole thing.
No, like, I don't know that was necessary, Alex. Yes, you're right. He probably should not be offended.
Okay.
Now that you know, it was just an entry fee, Bill. Okay? It was the admission. Just unfortunately, nobody rode any rides.
None. None.
At this carnival.
None.
You feel me, Bill?
I wasn't looking for any roller coasters or anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Nikki, thank you so much for your honesty.
Thank you.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.